We had some 90 mile an hour winds last year in Stillwater. I guess I told you about that when the hail came in.
No,
I didn't. Knocked holes in my siding.
Yeah?
Just knocked holes. I mean, usually you get a hailstone and you just leave a bruise, the paint will come off. But these went right under the boards.
Not me, though. Ooh.
I got a very insecure feeling sitting in that house hearing that wind blow.
You bet you lie.
I'd
rather get up and get my clothes on than you.
You bet.
I told my wife and kids for years and years that I don't want to get blown away naked, but just in my bedroom. And when I was just a great big boy, I talked to an old man about 65, and he said the nearest he ever come to freezing to death in his life, he is in a rainstorm in April. It came a great big strong wind, tried to blow everything away, and then a big heavy rain followed that, and he got wringing wet. And after the rain is over, the wind is cold out of the north, and him rain wet, so he like froze to death.
So wonder he didn't get pneumonia.
Yeah, that's right. From that day on, I don't want to get now. It's another thing. I have been wet with my clothes on, just raining, and be pretty cold. But if it'll quit, your body will soon dry them clothes to where they'll do you some good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't got none on, and another thing I thought about it, I don't want to be blown away and killed half naked, I'd rather have my clothes. So, yeah.
That's a horrible thought to think of an old naked body out here.
Now this doctor that I'm taking the wife to, he was down there Saturday night. Him and his wife. He has a big trailer house stationed down there.
Mm.
So he said he didn't see why anybody wants to out on that leg. He said we all have plenty of warning. Mm. Said I got out and got my boat tied. Me and the wife was up there in the trailer house. And when it got to blowing so bad, why, she said, do you reckon you tied that boat sufficient? He said, well, I don't know. And he undertaken to go back down there. He did. And by the way, he said I got blown away before he got back to the trailer.
Hmm.
And his boat was all right. But a lot of boats lost, so they say. I don't know.
It was pretty
he and easy. I were talking. I said, now, there's no use of anybody getting drowned in deep water. I said, I can remember my daddy was boss. When I was just a boy, my daddy told me to beware of deep water and fire. Stay away from it.
Deep water and what?
Fire.
Uh-huh.
Fire. And he said, now about your lightning, you can't dodge lightning. But back to what I started 7 minutes ago, now our kids, my wife's always been leery of these storms. And some of her children aren't, some of them don't pay them no more mind than do the wind blow. The oldest boy there, Sheriff West Town, he hadn't been married too long till he bought him 20 acres of land, built him a little house on it. It's on top of a hill. Different ones visiting, you know, and remark about being on that hill, you might get blown away. He got studying about it. The first thing he done, he jumped out, and of course, labor and everything is cheaper then. Back there, I guess, in early 40s. And he built him a concrete cellar almost just about as big as one from your toe back yonder.
Mm.
It's got a window in it. Got a big elevator in it. It's a dilly, and they got a bed in it. Whenever that storm comes up, they just go down there and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Got enough ventilation in there. They raise that window just a little bit, just crack it from the west, it faces the west.